I am with the other three persons. We are now candidate for the prime minister position. And then we hope that the National Transition Council will be decided as soon as possible. And today, Mr. Mustafa Abdeljalil, he said that they will be make a decision as soon as possible about that.
Professor Shalouf, what do you bring to the table? What can you bring to the people of Libya after all these years under Mr. Gaddafi's rule?
I am going to, first thing that we are looking to do it in the future, that we will be establish the rule of the state. We need modern state, civil state, where that we have the constitution, and then we have the fundamental law and rule of law will be govern our country. Without looking just to be one state, but we would be very exemplar state in Africa, for also for Arabic countries. So that we were trying now that with my program, I say to the people that I am alternative to the Muslim Brotherhood or other Muslims, and at the same time for the people, liberal people. I am a liberal and a Muslim at the same time. How that I am the central of the direction, and then it will be go to establish a new state, civil state, and then we will be, first of all, that what I am saying, that we're going to create a commission to elaborate a constitution, and then after we will be have the referendum of the people, they will be saying okay or not about the constitution, and later we will be have the election. This is constitution should be guarantees the human right and the liberty, liberty of speech, liberty of expression, and then individual liberty, and will be guarantees all of the fundamental human right principles, and then will be respecting with the United Nations regulation and all the conventions concerning human right and then human being.
Professor Shalouf, some have expressed concern that hardline Islamics can take over or can play a role in destabilizing Libya. What makes you think that you can help the situation?
Exactly. That's what I am saying to others. I said that we will be going to working together. I will be just when the, my candidate will be accepting, and then I will be elected from, I will be chosen from the National Council position, that I will be going immediately to meet with the people, different organizations, to create a new government. In that time that we will be established, and then we will be thinking how that we will be establishing a new organization, that it will be gathering 25 person, like commission will be elaborated in new constitution. It's there's no problem if there is a Muslim extremist or others. That what we are looking to do, that we would be have the constitution should be guarantees the right of all the people. Later, there will be, if we will be have the right of the political party, then we need a new regulation. We need a law that organizing the election, the parties, and then also election. We cannot make election without constitution. We need a law after the constitution to organize the election. But this way that I explain it to them, that first of all, that we are going to make constitution, it will be the basic for everything.
You think Libya will need a constitution right after the civil war? What is the time frame?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's what I am usually saying, that immediately, if they just that will be nominated me as a prime minister, I will be have just 10 days to create the commission to elaboration the constitution. This is the first thing. And then the constitution will be have just 20 days or 30 days maximum. Then they will be working for the constitution. Later that we will be have the referendum. immediately. Just the constitution will be published by the media, and then the people will be criticized. This is, and then we will be meet again if there is anything to should be changed, and then later we will be fixed the date for the referendum, and then after we will have to make the laws. All the law that we needed to make it in the basic of the constitution, that we cannot go any. I will tell you something. We cannot go forward anything without having the constitution.
People have called for reconciliation. How would you lead this effort to reconcile Libyans as a whole?
I'm very interested in the experience of South Africa. I am very interested in the experience of Chile and then Argentina. We will be going forward that all the people who committed the crimes or the violation of human rights or committed the crime, economic crimes, that they should be bringing to the court. And then later, if after the justice, they will be decided if these people guilty or not. This is people, they will be punished or not. And then this is, we will be late to the justice, they will be decided. This is my believing, and then I think there is no any other way that we cannot accepting the people they have violated the human right and then committed some crimes or they violated the economic regulation, they will be escaping from the punishment. That this is my believing, and then I hope that all these people, they will be followed by the law. We can, I believe there is no any conciliation without justice. Well, first of all, we need justice. We don't need revenge. We don't need to make any punishment with outside of the law. We need just to make the justice. That justice is coming by the court. Everyone, he has the right to be facing his judge, and then he will be has the right to have defendants, and then he will be have the lawyer, and then he will be have fair trial. For that, that's what we believe in, you know.